As a little girl growing up, I have always heard different stories of the devil. The devil has always been thought of as this horned beast that rules the underworld, better known as hell. When I was about 10, I remember my grandfather telling me the story of the devil coming up from hell and possessing little children. The children looked just as normal as you and me, but would always produce the most horrendous of crimes. These children were always little boys. However, legend has it that history will repeat itself, and a great evil will be reborn inside a little girl. Some may have heard of these stories from the Sea Scrolls. The only problem with legends is sometimes they're true. This is the story of a little girl. A little girl I met during my many years of law enforcement in the small town of Valley Drift. I still remember walking up to that two-story house. Most of the shingles were falling off. The windows were cracked or blown out. You could barely see any of the white paint left on the masonite siding. The once beautiful wraparound porch had a horrible gaping hole in the center, right in front of the white four-panel front door, and the thick black smoke was still rising from the fire. The sun was as big as I had ever seen, as if it was close to touching the earth. It was just starting to rise up over the oak and cedar trees that were charred, with smoke still rising from their limbs. It was almost as if God were pointing her out, as I walked up and saw her sitting in a wooden swing hanging by two thick brown ropes and held up by the leafless tree surrounded by black crows cawing like a warning of the immediate danger. She was wearing a knee-length pastel yellow dress, edged in lace all the way around. She had a beautifully tied yellow bow in her hair that was covered with what looked to be ashes. Her hands lightly held the ropes, and her feet, covered with white shiny shoes, swinging out of sync with each other. It was my final case, the one that got away, but the one I'll never forget.